Oh,
this is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
No! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have an incredibly talented, amazing, and just overall wonderful human being, Lisa Costi from She 100.3 is joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time out of your super busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I was super flattered. I have some other dear friends that have been on, and I was like, oh, I want to be on.
I'm super, of course. So you have such a super successful career in radio, and it is something that I truly do look up to. Being someone that just recently graduated college, I just love to see all the things that you're always accomplishing. When did you realize that radio was the career path for you?
In college, and it kind of got presented to me. I mean, I was always interested in it, but I never thought it would be something I could do. And I certainly didn't think I would be doing it this long. I was a communications major, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Yeah. And I just lucked out. We had to have an internship before you graduated. I went to St. Mary's, which is just down the road in South Bend, Indiana. And I had a great teacher who was also my advisor, and he was in charge of the internship. So he knew me well, and I knew he would place me somewhere, but I thought it would be like in an advertising agency, or I really had no clue. And so when he hooked me up with this radio station, I was like, okay. You know, he's like, I think you'll really like it there. They're really nice people and you'll learn a lot. And so I started in the production department, just basically filing and just trying to learn a little bit about how the business worked. And then the copywriter, who was the production director, asked me to try my hand at writing a commercial, and I wrote one, and they put it on the air, and that was like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one, he asked me, you know, write another, and said, you know, I like your sound. Do you think you could record it? Have you ever done that? I'm thinking, no. And he said, well, you know, but I had been in like some theater and things like that. And so right. I thought, I could try. And then those kind of just kept coming. And so I was maybe there a few months. And anyway, I'm probably like dragging this out.
You're doing great.
The short part of it is they needed a weekend person. And so they asked me to give it a shot. And it was midnight to 6 a.m., which is kind of how everybody starts.
Yeah.
And I was awful, I can guarantee. But I had a lot of great people teach me and help me improve over time. And about a year after that, I started doing overnights. And fast forward, I probably did every shift they ever asked. I worked every weekend that I could and just tried to spend a lot of time probably annoying a lot of the people around me. Like, hey, what do you do? Like, show me that. Hey, how do I do that? How do I learn how to do that?
That's me right now.
Yeah. Well, that's how you learn. And know this, somebody told me this a long time ago, and I think it applies no matter what business you're in. You know, whether you're looking for a job or wherever you are, you want to try something different. Most people in the world really do want to help.
Right.
And so you shouldn't be afraid to ask somebody, and not, you know, there isn't really a stupid question. If somebody says no, then they're not the right person. But somebody else will say yes and want to help you and want to help you learn, because if they're doing it, they're passionate about it. Right.
Right. Exactly.
So they want to share that with someone else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, I did, went off the air for a little while, became the production director. Then they switched formats and they asked me to do middays, and it was for a country station at the time, and I knew nothing about it. And I told them it was a bad idea. And then I changed my mind that night, because they said, it's going to be great. We think you'll be great at it. We're going to have a lot of fun and we'll win. And I think you're going to be disappointed if you don't say yes.
Yeah.
So I called my parents, who have no background in radio. So they are, and my parents are also pretty honest people, and they were really great because they thought what I was doing, you know, was fun, but I don't think they really thought it would be doing it for a long time. And, or who knows?
And here you are.
They just said, you know, we don't know anything about your business. So this is your grown up moment. Like you're
right,
24 years old. So if you think it's a good idea and you trust these people, then give it a shot. And, you know, things don't work out. Like you always have a place to be. You know,
that's exactly where my parents are at right now. Yeah, I'm saying the same thing.
Then come home. They were like, doesn't work out, come home. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to fail. And they were like, well, good. You gotta try if this is what you really want to do.
That sounds like me right now.
Yeah, you'll see. You know, you're just getting started, but it's not an uncommon story where, you know, there aren't that many jobs. There's even less now, unfortunately. And it's hard for a lot of young people to get their feet wet because a lot of stations are not 24 hours live anymore.
Right. And that's the struggle bus right now.
Yeah, and it's hard. You know, you get that same answer, right? Of, you know, we need somebody with more experience. Well, if no one will give me experience, how do I get experience?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So it can be frustrating. I understand.
But that's such an inspiring story, especially because I can relate on so many levels with what you're saying, because my parents are in their 50s, but they're both like, they work in like computer software. My mom's a computer software support analyst. Then my dad's a production manager at a manufacturing company. And I'm like rambling off all this stuff about radio. And they're like, we will support you in whatever decision you make. And I'm like, but can you help me make the decision?
Right.
And they're like, you have to do what's best for you. Like, they're like, we will support you no matter where you go, wherever you are, what state you're in. Like, this is something that, you know, like you have such a big passion for it. And, you know, so I'm really grateful for the support that I've had from people in this area and then people that I've met at different radio seminars. So I think that's a huge thing is in this business is networking and asking for help and just reaching out to, you know, whoever's willing to help. And I think that's something that's really helped me, especially during this whole pandemic. And, you know, when I graduated, I felt lost and confused because, you know, I was recently graduated and I'm like, I don't even know where to go from here because a lot of people lost their job in radio. And so that's why, you know, I started this whole podcasting, you know, just to kind of get myself still motivated. And I love what I do and some practice because my ultimate goal is I want to do on air. So this is a great stepping stone for me to practice on air and interviews and all that great stuff. So that's great feedback to hear from you. And I really appreciate it. Now, were there any obstacles that you faced during your journey of following your dream?
For sure. I mean, I was really fortunate, like I said, to my first job, the first station I worked at for quite a long time. And I kind of grew up there and I was really lucky to have people that were a lot older than me.
Yeah.
So they really treated me like their little sister. So that part was a great experience and I was able to learn a lot. You know, I certainly, like most people, I was let go from my job at one point, no fault of my own, at my second job. And that was brutal. You know, other friends of mine were like, everybody gets fired. Like, that's what you hear, which is really not a very positive thing for anyone to hear, you know, no matter how old you are. But I had done a pretty long time without getting fired, you know, and it was rough. And you find out real fast, kind of, you know, the first few months you're like, okay, well, maybe I'll try something else. And it just kept calling me back. What wasn't calling me back were people that had jobs to offer me. So I was out of work for quite a long time. And so I just did whatever I could. You know, I worked part-time at stations. I worked for a phone call center for Groupon. I worked retail, you know, anything I could, and just kept calling people and hoping for something to kind of open up. And, you know, like I said, there's not one dear friend of mine said, now, after all this time, now you know you're really in radio because you finally got fired.
Exactly.
And we laughed about it. did. But I was like, oh, great.
You're like, oh, thanks.
Everybody does.
Yeah, that's, everybody does. That's what I've been hearing. And I'm like, okay, so at least you're not alone.
Well,
like
not
other
to people. Focus on that.
Right, right. I know that, you know, we're not alone. So at least everyone can kind of relate to that and know that, okay, we're all in this together.
Yeah,
and
try not to focus on that part of it, unfortunately. But yeah, that's probably the biggest one because it was the first time in my life that I didn't have somewhere to go.
Right.
And that was just mentally hard. I had been working since I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
And so to be middle-aged and it was on a Friday and I, all weekend long, I was like, I'll be okay. And I got a lot of calls from some people I hadn't heard from in years. And that was really amazing. But I remember waking up that morning, Monday, and waking up at my regular time. And I just started to cry.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I have nowhere to be. Nobody wants me. And yeah. And it was, so that was, I have to say, that's probably the biggest obstacle. But it turned out to be really a blessing in disguise, and I love the job where I am now, and I wouldn't be here if that didn't happen to me. And you know, I really have no, you know, I don't really think there's a lot of, you can always find a silver lining in
absolutely
crappy time, but I know that sounds really corny and hokey, but
no,
I really
no.
believe that. And sometimes time can heal your time.
Yes.
Always heals your pain and your anxiety about stuff.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of my friends that, you know, they just graduated college, a lot of them are feeling like some type of rejection because they're applying for all these jobs. And this isn't just in radio. This is for everything, like all across the board. And, you know, it breaks my heart to see them like down in the dumps because they're applying. And they're like, you don't have enough experience. Like, no, we're not hiring, COVID, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah.
I think that
COVID is a whole other.
Right.
Animal too. Yeah.
Exactly. So I keep telling them, I'm like, okay, it's not you. Like, don't worry, when the right time comes, like the right company will come find you and you keep chasing after your dream. Like, don't give up. This is just a rough time for everyone in every industry, no matter whatever industry you're in, basically. But I know like that it hit me hard when like I was laid off in March because I absolutely love radio. And it was like, that was my life on the weekends. Like I went to school full time. And then like on the weekends, I was working concerts, events. And then
yeah,
I felt the same way as you. Like I kept going downstairs and I would just cry to my mom. I'm like, mom, like I miss it so much. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do I do with my days? Like, cause I kept trying to apply for jobs, but I'm like, it's so hard when, you know, you love what you do so much. And I was looking at all the videos of the concerts and everyone at, Entercom, which is now Odyssey, has just been so supportive throughout this entire journey. I'm now working full time at the Illinois Media School of Broadcasting. So
awesome.
I've been, you know, I put myself out there and, you know, still doing this podcast, but I know a lot of my friends are in the same journey that I was right when COVID started. It was literally like a year ago from, it's
so crazy,
you know, and but, you know, the future's looking hopeful. And with the vaccine coming out and everything and people just, you know, wearing their masks, like I'm really hopeful for the future. And I think that, you know, things are going to start opening up and it's going to be a lot better. Positive vibes always.
Yeah, that's it. I will say this. I noticed last night. And I think it might be up again now. I'm looking out at Navy Pier.
Oh,
and for the
yes.
first time
I saw.
Since
yes.
Last year.
Yes.
They had the Ferris wheel was lit up. And we were like, oh my gosh,
I know.
Is that a sign? is it happening? And
I know.
Sure enough, then I saw there was a job fair at Navy Pier this week that they're hiring seasonal workers. I'm like, okay, there's something. Like,
right? That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's the future's, it's going to be here. It's going to be here before we know. We're going to be going to concerts. Like, I know that's what I miss the most is, you know, surprising all the fans with the meet and greets and all that great stuff. Like I loved that. So I cannot wait.
That's the best part of of the job.
It is.
Know, one of them really is, you know, yeah, it's great to go to all those concerts, but it's so much better to, you know, be able to upgrade somebody, you know, that either has never been to a concert or this
feeling.
Is their favorite artist or whatever. And it's a moment people never forget, and you
yes.
feel really special to be a part of that you know, and then you're just lucky because you work there.
Yes.
You know, it's not like I gave it to anybody.
Right.
It came out of someone else's pocket, but it's a really special moment to share with someone. I agree.
Absolutely. I remember I would always cover my shirt so I would really surprise them so they didn't see like US 99 or anything. And then I'd be like, hey, how's it going? And then I'm like, oh, like, what's your favorite song by Kane Brown, blah, blah, blah. And then they would tell me and then I'm like, oh my goodness, that's my favorite song. I'm like, how would you like to meet Kane Brown tonight? And they're like, what? And then they start screaming, crying, hugging me. And then I start crying. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're my favorite person ever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, it's not me. It's, you know, the company, we're giving you these tickets.
No, it's great though. It's one of those things they'll talk about that forever.
Yeah.
Because we all have moments like that.
Yeah.
Know?
But exactly. What is one piece of advice that you would give to someone who is maybe afraid of chasing after their dream job?
In radio or
it could
otherwise?
Be in general. Yeah. In general.
No, I would say if you really believe in it, then you got to go for it. And if it does, just because it didn't happen today doesn't mean that you can't chase it.
Right.
You know, I always, you know, like a lot of people wanted to be in a big city and a big market, and it takes time. You know, I can guarantee you, I probably have a rejection letter from the company that I work for now from 15 years ago or more. And it's because I wasn't ready. You know, you gotta, just cause you think you might be, maybe you are, but maybe you need a little time. Cause I just found recently an air check, which is like, you know, this old cassette from forever ago. And I couldn't listen to more than 10 seconds of it. it's just bad. And so that's the main, you know, and the other thing is I would say, you know, as we talked about earlier, you know, just don't be afraid to ask people for help and, you know, be the person that says yes. When somebody if you're already working and you're only working part-time and you want people to notice you and you want them to know that you're willing to learn. Whenever something comes up that says, hey, we need someone for blah, 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 say yes every time.
Exactly.
Weekends, late nights, if this is what you love, then you have to get ready to work whenever they ask.
Exactly.
Because you'll be working holidays and you will miss birthdays and you will miss certain occasions. There will come a time when you won't miss them as much.
Right.
Because you'll be at the top of the list where you'll get the vacation days off first and all those things.
Right.
But yeah, be the yes person. And, you know, just because you're asking, I think this is one that especially women have a hard time with, that we're afraid we're going to offend someone and that we're going to be too pushy. And
yeah.
Somebody's going to take it the wrong way. You know, there's nothing wrong, you know, it doesn't have to be aggressive. And it doesn't have to be super assertive either. Just ask like anyone else. No one thinks twice. You know, were you ever at something and other people raised your hand and you were like, I was going to ask that, but I was afraid.
Yes. Yes.
Now
all the time in
now
school.
Now they know their name and not mine.
Yep.
Like it should have been you. You have more confidence than you think. All of us. There's a little voice in there. If you've ever felt that way, but you were like, man, I should have done it. Just go for it.
Right. Exactly. That is some great advice. Like I have the chills. I almost had tears in my eyes because it's just like so powerful. And, you know, for me, like I was so undecided when I went to community college for 2 years because I thought I was going to be a teacher. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to be a psychologist. And then I thought I was going to go into sports management because I kept listening to what other people were telling, like what they were telling me of what I should do because they're like, oh my goodness, you have the personality of a second grade teacher. And I'm like, okay, but I don't want to go back in the school setting. Like, I just don't want to be a teacher. And then that's when I started Googling, like, what can I do if I'm a people person? I love music. I like to talk. And And then I came across radio and then I never looked back. And I think that, you know, once you find something that you're super passionate about, like you will put your time into it no matter what. Like even this year, like on Easter, I was working on my podcast and I will put in so many hours. I work full time. I work like 50 plus hours. And then I come home and I'm working on my podcast. And it's because that's my zen. That's what I love to do. And I think that when you have that career that you love, that you're super passionate about, it's a lot easier to chase after those dreams because you're willing to put the work in. You're willing to reach out for help. And you know, you have to have that confidence that, you know, I used to never have confidence behind the mic. Like I would be terrified that I was going to stutter, and like I still do, but you know what? It's natural. It's going to happen. And you know, I learn from each episode. So I think that you gave some great advice on that. And I know that you're giving great advice to not only everyone out there, but myself as well. So I truly do appreciate you taking the time again out of your very busy schedule and your wonderful dinner of pork chops.
Oh, for being they're one of the easiest things you could make. I'd be happy. Maybe next podcast we can have a cooking lesson.
Oh, yes. Yes, I love that. But seriously, thank you.
This was so much fun. And, you know, I can hear the passion in your voice, and you're such a positive young lady. And I wish you nothing but the best. And I hope that you will consider me your friend and keep in touch. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
And, you know, there's, like I said, there were plenty of people there for me along the way. And you just don't forget that. Like, right. You know, we all kind of need a hand at some time or another. And at any given time. And I just really, I believe that about our business. And I just believe it about the world. I mean, some days we all get down, right? But in the end, we're all supposed to be here for each other.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. You are the motivational queen over there.
Well, I'm having a good day. What can I tell you? No, I've been up and down and in between. And so anytime somebody asks me for advice in this business, I don't have all the answers. So a lot of times I'm afraid to answer because I don't want to send somebody in the wrong direction. But the base of it all really is, is don't be afraid to lean on somebody and ask for help and just keep learning. I've been doing this for longer than I care to tell you. And I'm always learning something else and learning, you know, a different way to say something on the air or certainly learning about podcasts, and I'm learning more about social media all the time because I didn't grow up with it. So there's always something to be learned, and that's helpful in keeping the passion alive for something as well.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of social media, everyone be sure to follow Lisa on Instagram at Lisa Costi Radio, Twitter at Lisa Costi, and listen to the wonderful positive queen, Lisa Costi, on She 100.3 weekdays, 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Thank you again so much.
Oh, thanks again for having me.
Follow your dreams, never give up, and please know you can most definitely achieve anything you set your mind to. Don't stop believing. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at HannahB_onAir. Go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Have a wonderful week, everyone.